Okay, today we continue in the second paragraph of Maseches Trumos, and today we are going to be doing Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So we're talking about if you have some produce that's Tameh and some that's Tahar. So Mishnah Aleph spoke about that you shouldn't take Truma from the Tahar stuff to cover the Tameh stuff based on the din of Min HaMukaf, that we're afraid that since you have to be Tori Min HaMukaf, a person is going to be afraid to put his Truma and his Tameh and Tahar stuff in proximity to each other because he doesn't want the Tahar stuff to become Tameh, and therefore he's going to violate that din of Min HaMukaf. So Mishnah Beis discusses the reverse situation. Ein tarmin min ha-tameh al ha-tahar. A person shouldn't separate truma from tameh produce to cover that which is tahar, because and this is for a more obvious reason. You shouldn't give truma tameya to a kohen. Meaning truma tameya is certainly far from ideal. It's aser to eat truma tameya. It's an iser doraisa to eat truma tameya. Now the halach is it's chayiv to you have to burn truma tameya, and the kohen is allowed to get hanah from it while he's burning it, but it's certainly not ideal. So you shouldn't take truma from that which is tameh to cover that which is tahar. Ve'im taram, and if a person did this shogeg, if he did it b'shogeg truma so truma, then his truma is a valid truma. Then it counts as truma. Umezid lo also klum, but if he did that b'mezid, he said, what do I need tameh produce? Let me give the tameh produce to the kohen as truma. Then he's going to have to be mafresh truma again. It's not even valid. It's not even a kosher truma, because this is a knas that we make on the person to punish him for doing something that was totally inappropriate. Mido raisa, it does work, but so you still have to treat that as having kedushas truma, meaning that which he was originally mafresh, that truma tameh that he was originally mafresh, still has kedushas truma, because mido raisa, it is valid, but and therefore you have to burn it, and you know it has all the dinim of truma. But on a Drabbanan level, we make a knas that he's going to have to do it again, that he's going to have to be mafresh truma again. And v'chein ben Levi, shayilo meiser tevel. If a Levi had meiser, that is tevel, meaning he had meiser rishon, that truma's meiser wasn't taken from yet. Because normally the rule is that if you have 100 bushels of wheat, so you give 2 to the kohen, that's truma. Then you give 10 to the Levi, that's meiser rishon. For the Levi himself takes of those 10, he takes one of those and gives truma's meiser to the kohen. So if a Levi has those 10 bushels of Meiser Rishon, but he has not yet been Mafresh Trumas Meiser from those 10 bushels, he has Mafresh Alav HaHolech, and he continues to separate Meiser from it for the Meiser Rishon that's Tahar, meaning he took a portion of that Meiser Rishon as Trumas Meiser for other Meiser Rishon, to cover other Meiser Rishon that he has, and he keeps on doing that over and over again. He keeps on taking more of this Meiser Rishon to cover other Meiser Rishon that he has, and the other Meiser Rishon that he has is Tahar, but this Meiser Rishon that he has is Tameh, so Shogeg, if he did that B'Shogeg, Masha Asa Asui, so then it's valid, even on a Derabanan level, it's valid, even though he should have realized over time so you would think that if he did it once, okay, we'll let him get away with the Shogeg once, but how many mistakes can you make already? He keeps on doing this, he keeps on taking from this Tameh produce and making a Trumas Meiser that's going to cover all the other Meiser Rishon that he has. How many times can you make the mistake? But even so, we do not penalize him because it was a mistake, even though it was a repeated mistake, and it's valid as Truma, as Truma's Meiser. But Mezid lo also klum. But if he did it be Mezid, then it's not even valid as Truma's Meiser. So the Mishnah tells us, but that's not everyone agrees to the klal that we just said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ha-yodea bo-betchila afal pishu shogeg lo. We're not interested in whether he's shogeg at the time of the hafrasha. We're interested in whether he was ever aware that this stuff is tameh. If he ever had an awareness that this stuff is tameh, even though he has since forgotten that this stuff is tameh, it's not a valid truma. Midrabanan, we're going to make a knas that this truma is not valid, and he's going to have to be mafresh truma again. Again, it's only a knas midrabanan. On a daraisa level, it is valid, and therefore it has to be treated with kedushas truma. But midrabanan, it's not valid. Now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So again, we're going to talk about cases where the Chacham made a knas for something that was done b'mezid, and they wouldn't make a knas for that which was done b'shogeg. But over here, we're leaving Maseches Trumos a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Shabbos. Hamatpil kelim b'Shabbos. If someone was tovel kelim in a mikveh on Shabbos, not the way we do tevilas kelim when you buy from a nachri, that's a different thing. This is talking about where kelim became tamei. So you have to betovel them in order to be metaher them. In that way, it's misaking the kli. So if someone did that on Shabbos, shogeg yishtamish behem. So if he did it b'shogeg, so there's no knas, he's allowed to use those kelim because at the end of the day, they're tahar. But mezid lo yishtamish behem. If he did it b'mezid, there's a knas that we make that he's not even allowed to use the kli, even though the reality is they're really tahar. But Chazal say that because he did the savera, we're not going to allow him to use the kli. Hamaaser v'mavashel b'Shabbos. If a person took chumas and maizos, or he cooks food on Shabbos, shogeg yochal mezid lo yochal. If he did it b'shogeg, meaning he did a malach on Shabbos, he cooked on Shabbos. So if he did it b'shogeg, he's allowed to eat from that food. But if he did it b'mezid, then he's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat from that food. Now, if someone cooks on Shabbos, that's a major discussion in Mishnayos, in the Tanaim. It's a sugya, I think, in Maseches Chulin, three shitos from Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandler, and there are chilukin. If not only chilukin between doing the shogeg and mezid, but chilukin whether he did it, whether it's he's the one that wants to get hana from the food, or other people are going to be the ones that get hana from the food. But our mission is assuming, like one shita, that if a person is mevashel on Shabbos, so if he was mevashel b'shogeg, we're very makel, he's allowed to eat from it. If he's mevashel b'mezid, then he's not allowed to eat from it. That's an iser d'oraisa. So he's not allowed to eat from it, and that sounds like he's never allowed to eat from that food. Not just, you don't wait b'kadei sheyasu. B'kadei sheyasu is a din that you have if a nachri does malacha for you on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to benefit from that malacha that the nachri did for you until after the amount of time after Shabbos that it would take for him to do it at that point. So if it's an hour's worth of work that he did for you on Shabbos, you have to wait until an hour after Shabbos to benefit from it. But this does not apply when it comes to a Jew who did malacha for himself. So he did malacha b'mezid, he's never allowed to benefit from that malacha. This comes up halacha l'maisa in a million different circumstances, unfortunately. Hanotea b'Shabbos, if somebody planted a tree on Shabbos, also in Isser d'Oraisa, so it's one of the lamatas malachos, shogeg yikayim mezid yakar, so if he did it b'shogeg, he could let the tree keep on growing, but if he did it b'mezid, then there's a knas that he has to uproot the tree. So once we talk about planting trees on Shabbos, let's talk about planting trees during Shemitah. Bring us a throwback to Maseches Shviyos, which we just recently finished. Uva Shviyos, bein shogeg bein mezid yakar. If someone planted a tree during Shemitah year, even if he did it b'shogeg, he has to be oker the tree, meaning we're more machmir on someone who violates Shemitah than we are on someone who violates Shabbos in this regard. Because if someone sees someone planting a tree during Shemitah, and that tree stays and continues to grow and thrive, people are going to think that you're allowed to plant trees during Shemitah. We don't want anyone to make that mistake. No one is going to think that you're allowed to plant trees on Shabbos, and therefore there's no risk in terms of leaving the tree growing if it was planted b'shogeg on Shabbos. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Beis we discussed taking truma from that which is tameh on that which is tahar, and we said that if you did it b'shogeg, it counts as truma, but b'mezid it doesn't count as truma. Same is true of a Levi taking Trumas Meiser on that which is Tameh for that which is Tahar. Again, Chiluk, if he did it b'shogeg, it counts. If he did it b'mezid, it does not count. And Rabbi Yehuda said it doesn't matter whether you are currently shogeg. What matters is, were you ever aware that this stuff was Tameh? And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said once we're talking about distinctions between someone who violates an Avera b'shogeg and b'mezid, so we spoke about someone who's Tovel Kalim b'Shabbos, where if he did it b'shogeg, he's allowed to use them, b'mezid is not allowed to use them. A second case of someone who takes maisros on Shabbos. Third case of someone who cooks on Shabbos. Again, the same chilik between shogeg and mezid. And then a fourth case about someone who plants on Shabbos. And then we said, but we're even more machmir by Shemitah, where we don't even distinguish between shogeg and mezid. So we have four cases of Hilchos Shabbos, where we do distinguish between shogeg and mezid, where we don't penalize the guy if he did it by shogeg, but we do if he did it by mezid. But then we have the case of Shemitah, where a person planted a tree during Shemitah, whether he did it b'shogeg or whether he did it b'mezid, he's going to have to uproot that tree. We're not allowed to leave that tree to grow. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalit.